The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome to your daily Texans podcast, coming to you directly from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Monday, July 27th. Texans fans, the Houston Texans official 2009 yearbook is now on sale. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. For today's podcast, we have guard Chester Pitts in a recent interview with FS Houston's Bart Innes. Pitts discusses how losing will not be acceptable this season and also comments on what he sees in Dwayne Brown.
So does that mean the team now takes that big step, that playoff push?
Well, you know what? Whether they did or they didn't, that step
is it time to take
will
that?
Be taken this year. And if it's not, yeah, I don't get to talk to you anymore. I'll probably be somewhere else. Probably off selling cars somewhere.
But
FedEx might be hiring.
But there's a feeling in this locker room, right? Every guy I talk to says the same thing. This is the year.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the talent.
But it's not just a feeling. It's an expectation.
It's
a... If we don't, it's a... What happened? It's a... We start off 0-1. There's going to be a problem in that locker room. Like, not just a, oh, man, we lost the game. Let's regroup. It's going to be... That's unacceptable. We don't lose any more games. Yeah. So.
Especially at home.
Yes.
Yeah. So what about all five linemen last year playing every game? After what you've seen, the carnage on this offensive line over the years.
Just in general, this team, I mean, we've had, well, we've led in 7 years, we've led the league in guys on IR probably 4 or 5 times. I mean, we've had our share of the injury bug around here. Alex, right before the meeting before Sunday, the Saturday night meeting before the last game, gave us a compliment. I don't know if you know that guy, but he does. That's not what he does. And he sat down and said, you know what? It's been a privilege. I've never in 30 years in this league, 30 years, had a group go start to finish, same five guys, not once. So, I mean, for us, it didn't click for me. The best part about it was we were all out there just doing our job, doing what was expected, doing what we were supposed to be doing. So it was a treat. It was great.
Let's move to the rookie last year, coming into his second year, Dwayne Brown.
DB.
Yeah. I know, you know, when you guys watch breakdown tape, what'd you see from that kid?
You know what? He was young. He was all over the place sometimes.
Because that's the position that you've tried to play. I mean, they put you out there too on that island.
Oh, I remember. And I didn't have the supporting crew that he had.
Right.
So I know how tough it can be. I know how hard it is. I didn't. Yeah. So between scheme and the supporting cast, yeah, I didn't have those luxuries. Go. You know. So I know how hard it is. You know what? He always fought, though. He always battled. No matter what was going on, he found a way. He always competed. He always found a way. And now, oh, man. he looks like he's ready to turn that corner and be a football player real soon. So that's not bad. 1 year, that's not bad at all, especially offensive line.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliant Stadium. Training camp tickets are now sold out. But remember, camp begins this Friday. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan. It's football time.